Hello.
Mr. Price, how are you, sir?
Good. Is this on that air or
this is Zach. Giving you a call. We spoke about 10 days ago. We spoke multiple times. Did the guys buy your properties?
Yes, they did. They sold it for, I think it was $176 for Carlisle.
Okay.
Yeah, they did it. They've already did it, and everything's been done and documented. And I'm going to do a 1031 exchange and buy another one. The only reason I sold it is because I had a deal to buy a really, really super nice one over in Colonial Heights. I bet you I probably don't have to put $3,000 in it.
Okay.
But the only next thing I'm going to do is I'm probably going to sell the, if I could sell the 218 North Oak, I would sell that for probably $210. I'm sure it's worth a lot more than that, but that's the only one that right now I'm going to sell, because I got something I could do with the money if I could sell it. And if I can't get that other, if I can't sell it anytime soon and can't buy the other properties, then I probably won't sell that either. Because you just can't find properties. It's so expensive to buy stuff in.
218 North Oak Street, you said?
Yeah. Did we talk about that or not? I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked several times about, you know, a few different properties. North Oak Avenue.
Yeah, it's 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's 39, we're starting now. Good time starts, it's still low.
And your reason for selling that one is?
I'm just going to buy something else.
Right, and you said that you think you could sell it for a lot more than that. I mean, what do you think? What do you think it's actually worth?
I would think you could go in there and spend. I wouldn't spend over. You probably might spend. You might spend $4,000 on it. And that includes the little bit of cabinets and the floor you got to do in the kitchen. Bathrooms are already nice. I don't know. You could probably get yourself $245 for it. Something you'd have to look at. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just
okay.
Pondering what you have said.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you have to look at all that stuff yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I don't agree with necessarily $245. I think it's a little high.
Yeah, well, I could just sell it retail.
Well, that would be retail.
No, retail would be about $240.
Well, that's what you said, $245, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Talk about, I'm going to sell it for $210.
Right.
I mean.
Would you take anything less than $210?
I don't know. It wouldn't be much less.
I mean, here's the thing. If I'm going to buy this thing, you know, and it needs a little bit of work, you know, I could come to terms with the $210, but
I have to have salt trade it.
Do that,
I now? I'm talking to my worker.
I would come to terms with the $210 if you could be open to how you take the money.
Well, I need to take the money where I can go buy the other thing. If I can't buy the other thing, then it's not going to do me any good either.
Well, how much are you going to pay for it, cash?
Hang on a second. I need 6 of these 2x4s here. Okay, I'm back.
Are you? How much is the other property?
Hang on a second. 230. Hey, Rob, I want 15 of these. And then the 8-foot, I want 6. Okay, I'm back.
You said 230?
Oh, yeah, I'm buying 230. My other property's 230 that I'm getting, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to, I don't finance anything.
I've got about $5 million worth of crap, and everything's paid for. If I start financing, paying a lot of interest, in the long run, I ain't made nothing.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, if you're looking for a cash deal, you know, I don't think it's really qualified for that.
Yeah.
On my end.
Well, I got a lot of options and openings and everything. I could get money easy myself. My credit score is great, and I got all kinds of equities, but I just don't. I don't know. I know I'm buying that one in Colonial Heights. I'm paying cash for that. But the other one I wanted to get, and it doesn't look like I'm going to be getting it. I'll just walk away from it and keep Oak if I have to, because realistically, North Oak is going to be bringing me about $1,600 a month here in about another year and a half. Yeah, so, I mean, where are you going to get that on $200,000? Nowhere. So.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I'd like to work with you, but it doesn't seem like our, you know.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm wired where I've been doing this for like 30 years. And that's how I make a lot of money like that. I'm a buyer kind of also, so. I can't, you know, I'd buy another house for probably what you want to give me for North Oak. I would probably take and buy, I would be a buyer on that one if you wanted, you know, myself, if I was looking for something and didn't have these other things. But anyway, that's okay. Sometimes we can make a deal. Sometimes you can't. That's fine.
That's right.
All right, bud.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me at least. And just because we haven't done business today doesn't mean we can't do it tomorrow. And
yeah.
How about this? You want to text me your email or tell me your email and I'll put you on the buyer list if you're actually, you know, buying property?
Yeah, it's DelbertPrice8@gmail.com.
DelbertPrice8@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just know that I am, you know, if you decide to change your mind about the other one,
yeah,
you know, buy it on terms.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've got some other people that wanted that too, but 2.5. Okay.
All right.
Hi, bud. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. Have a good one.